Yeah. Rhode Island, stand up.
Yes.
Providence, stand up.
Y'all know what time it is.
Listen.
Inferno season.
What? Came out the gate, we're gonna know the name. Uh-huh. Since then, y'all wasn't felt like Novocaine. Now y'all complain, cause I'm on the brain like fitted hats. Y'all thought I'd fall off? How'd you figure that? Born with a vision that many couldn't see. It's too late, cause that fantasy now reality. I live what y'all wanna be, successful and sexy. In the game, look to be the great one like Gretzky. Oh. The next big thing, call me the Providence King. This my city, into it, a name I bring. So I have to do my thing to make sure we shine. What we known for, the rest of the world is blind. We don't exist except to locals and tourists. Now I have a voice about the changes. Y'all behind me or not, it shall be done. In the name of Dante Inferno, son. The heart of Providence, captain of the ship. And if it goes down, I will go down with it. But I plan to stay afloat. Why y'all niggas pray I choke? Chance of that happening with some hands on my throat. No can get that close. Kid hot like fire. Labels show me the money like Jerry McGuire. Need to see a lot of dollar signs before I sign the dotted line. But it means nothing if my city don't shine. We gotta do what we gotta. What does that represent? R.I.P. Rhode Island, Providence.
Yes.
No disrespect to all the other cities. Throw your hands up, yo fam, if you with me. Boston up in here, hell yeah. CT up in here, hell yeah. NY up in here, hell yeah. Stand up. Salute your boy, oh! Dante back again, ain't Italian, but a made man. Music made him, yeah. What he is. A beast in the biz like Wolverine. Did it on my own like Kobe without a team. Niggas wanna be the next Jay, Pac, and Biggie. Truth is, I'm tryna be the first me. Dante Inferno, y'all will know the name. In the state I'm from, Rhode Island the same. You can't have one without the other. Providence raised me, so one hand washes the other. This for all my niggas who remain on the grind. Can't put y'all all in a rhyme, y'all stay on the mind. Well as my heart, know my position, play my part. I'm willing to carry all of us like Noah's Ark. Till we get through the storm, that's getting us on. It's a war like Vietnam and I ain't taking it more. When at all costs, the boy's up about his business. And like Jehovah, the whole world will witness. The birth of a king, stay surrounded by wise men. That's why I'm able to make all this happen. This rapping, yeah, y'all better be weird. Inferno coming too late, he's already here. Along with Essence, what up? I start respecting new faces from the Rhode Island residents. We gotta do what we gotta. What does that represent? R.I.P. Rhode Island, Providence.
Yes.
No disrespect to all the other cities. Throw your hands up, yo fam, if you with me. Houston up in here, hell yeah. ATL up in here, hell yeah. Philly up in here, hell yeah. Stand up. Salute your boy, oh!
Yeah.
LA,
doesn't matter
Oakland,
where you
from.
Carolinas,
Miami,
Memphis,
Chicago,
Portland,
Mississippi, Cincinnati.
I gotta hold it down for
you. Thing, baby. I got you.
Sir. Y'all hearing it?
Uh-huh.
So what you can do is
stand up. Salute your boy, oh! We gotta do what we gotta. What does that represent? R.I.P. Rhode Island, Providence.
Yes.
No disrespect to all the other cities. Throw your hands up, yo fam, if you with me. Africa up in here, hell yeah. UK up in here, hell yeah. Japan up in here, hell yeah. Stand up, salute your boy, oh.
Back here, Evolution Radio. I'm your host again, Derek Shapiro, with Dante, the voice, Martin. Yes.
A.K.A. Inferno.
Inferno.
A.K.A. I'll burn that mic real quick and early.
Now, have you ever burnt a mic and fried it?
Lyrically? Sure, you're right.
Yes. Actually, I'll tell you something stupid quick, okay, before we end the segment, okay, before we end the show today.
Right.
The other day, or actually, this will be back in May now, but of course we're taping this in May, and just happened yesterday. I got a Boston Market sandwich, and I was speaking to you on the phone.
Oh, this dude.
Okay, Essence, you didn't hear this, right? I was speaking to Dante last night, and got a Boston Market sandwich saved for me. Okay, as I came home, and I'm just working to have a lot of stuff on my mind, talking to Dante about the show today. put a Boston Market in tin foil by mistake in my new microwave.
Oh, man.
And start flaming. I said, oh, boy, Dante.
You should have said, y'all got to know the name.
And I had to take it out. And that's really burning up something. You know? And I took it out and I smelled it.
So now we're going to call you Derek Inferno.
Yes, Derek Inferno. And I want to mention something, too, before about evolution ourselves. Someone else gave me a good idea, too. You gave me a good idea about evolution today, evolution radio. And I give props to Hudem again, because Fire, the other day at the East Bay Tavern, this was back in May, of course, but the other day to us, said to me, in Atlanta, I should be D-Shap. I should change my name to D-Shap. Like, I was making fun of this song in a good way. Ma like Derek Shapiro's show. Ma like Dante. Ma like Seinfeld, you know? So he was saying, Ma like D-Shap, you know? So he was saying D-Shap in Atlanta. Now, that may be good. So where do you want to move to? Because I'm moving to Atlanta, and by the time this show airs on July 15th, I'm going to be in Atlanta. Yes.
Before I shout out where I moved to, yo, I'm going to shout out Justin Case, because, yo, he did some production on my album
awesome.
As well. I got to shout out the whole Spirit Production family. I don't know everybody. I didn't get to meet everyone, but I got to shout out... homeboy, technology.
Okay, technology.
I mean, you're not forgotten. Nobody's forgotten that I worked with or whatever. It's just a fact of right now, sitting here, I'm concentrating on getting this
exactly
projected properly.
We're not literally sitting on something, it's just standing up.
It's just the fact that, you know, I mean, I feel the vibe of what's going on. I hope the people felt the vibe as well. And I hope you do get in touch with us and tell us how you felt about the show, how you felt about the music, because y'all heard my whole album. Y'all got some exclusives and you heard music from other people.
Definitely.
And everything. So before now, going to the answer to your question, as a human being, especially as with me, because like every time I moved, like when I moved from New York, my mother moved me here on my 10th birthday. I thought we was going on a trip for my 10th birthday, she moved me here.
Right.
And I was just like, okay, when we going home? She said, this is your new home, which I believe was the best move for me, because living in Brooklyn, like, I was into everything. Like, I was taking the bus and train by myself at the age of 5 and 6. Mm-hmm. And she could tell you that, by myself, walking through the blocks. Like, yeah. It was tough. My mother,
that was a regular thing for us back then.
Really? I never got put in jail.
I used to go to school taking city trains, city bus, really? Like 6 years old, 7.
And why couldn't your parents go with you on the bus?
Because your parents is working or something, you know what I mean? Families is poor and stuff.
But you didn't go with groups or your friends?
I was taking my little, sister. With me one time and everything. Cause remember, I moved here when I was 10, so this is based on a true story right now, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, like, she's saying, like, me, like, I used to take off. Like, I used to, like, always, like, that was in me when I was young, like, go find things. That's how I got down. But when she moved me here and living in Rhode Island, it was a culture shock. Because I was used to seeing Puerto Ricans and blacks. Now I'm seeing white people. I'm like, whoa.
A lot of Asians. Like, when I first moved here, I noticed a lot of Asians. Because the area I lived in was a lot of, you know, Laotian, Cambodian people. It was culture shock to me. On top of that, it wasn't as much to do. Because like you said, in New York, we're getting into everything. We're taking a bus, taking a train.
Well, go on Broad Street. It's like New York, right?
Yeah, but see, when you're younger, you're not, like, because now your parents, when you move here, your parents ain't going to let you. You know what's so funny? It was safer here than New York, but my mother wouldn't let me go out as much.
Exactly.
I guess because she didn't know the environment.
Exactly.
So coming around here, and as you get too familiar with the people and go, because once you got me on a bike, I was gone.
Mm-hmm. But I think due to years, a lot of people migrated here anyway. Mm-hmm. A lot of New York came to Rhode Island.
So what state would you want to move to next?
So I'm trying to get into it. Mm-hmm. When I moved, I'm trying to get a little of my life. So New York was still part of me. Like, I remember Onyx had a song called This Is The Way We Walk in New York. Every time I went back to New York, that song always played in my head. This is the way we walk in New York. Because I'm always going to think like a New Yorker, because that's where I was born. Right. That's where I was birthed, and that's where the seed was planted.
Right.
When I got to an age for myself, like, kid going back, I was going to stay in New York, but I got in trouble. And my mother was like, if you don't get back here, I'm gonna disown you. You don't ever wanna get disowned by your mother.
No.
So I came back here. But like I said, I wasn't one of them people, like, the same when I was younger, I used to always go around Brooklyn blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I got old enough, I used to go to different states. Like, I used to start off going to Newport, then Boston, then Connecticut. I'd go out there by myself. I didn't even know people, and I just go out there. Hey,
exactly.
I never feared death like that. So the thing is, when I moved to Jersey and Philly, I moved out there for spiritual purposes.
What part of Jersey?
Reason. I lived in Vineland, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Not actually, it was Newtonville, but it was close to Vineland.
Okay.
Like, I used to work in the Cumberland Mall.
Sure, Cumberland Mall, okay.
So those that's from that area know, I ain't lying. So, I lived in Southwest Philly. But living out there, it was something like you seen poor, but you ain't see poor until you moved to Philly. And I heard people say St. Louis is even poor in other different parts, but I seen poor in Philly.
Really?
Like one thing I love about Philly, and it is the brotherly love, like the fact of the matter is, these people could take anything and make clothing out of it or learn to survive. Like the apartment I lived in was like the size of this room.
Really?
Yes. Wow. And when I had my record release party out there, and people from around came, they all couldn't even get in the house.
Really?
Really.
Wow. So Philly would be the place to move back?
So right now, as in my life, like, I have no kids, no wife, so basically, I'm pretty much could do whatever I want. If I wanted to move to Canada, to tell you the truth.
Canada?
Yeah.
What part of Canada?
Doesn't matter, Canada, period. Because I want to, when you've been in the United States, you could go to different places and it may be some different thing, but I want to see different culture. Like what you just said, it was a culture shock when we moved from New York to Rhode Island. Now, the difference is because we was young. And like in our neighborhood, for me to say, when I first moved here, I seen more white people. There wasn't as many white people in my neighborhood. Maybe the teachers and everything, but they was adults, so you really wasn't paying them no mind. But as far as kids, so as you get older, you want to experience different things. Like, I want to be able to go to Paris. I want to go to that place where it's the water, Italy, is it? With the water boats
Venice,
and stuff?
Yeah,
where
the gondolas.
I want to go to these places. Like, I've never been there. Like, my man with the Singapore or something like that, he said, this 12-year-old with AK-47s.
So when can you picture yourself moving to Canada? Within a year, 2 years?
I can't. With me, you can't really put a time on life.
So it could be 6 months.
You don't know.
And when do you feel in your heart is the best time to move?
Here, now I got a question for you.
Yes.
Okay, you're moving, why?
Because the opportunity is there now.
And what's the opportunity for you?
To get better reaction, to see what it's... No, not better reaction, I would say that. To get a stronger fan base down there as well. Because to be that worldly thing... You got to move because I'm already established over here. You got to get a better fan base down south and moving the operations down south.
So the reason why I asked you that question is because you're moving for music purposes. Mm-hmm. I'm moving for man purposes. Like,
okay.
As a man, I'm like, I will see, as you put my age out there, I'm living...
13.
I was born in Libya. Now, I'm living for now my family that don't even exist. Mm-hmm. I'm saving for my children that don't even exist. Why am I doing that? Because I hear a lot of people that have kids, they say they struggle. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to cut that. See, even though I'm not married, and even though I don't have a wife, I'm preparing for both of those situations. Mm-hmm. So when I get married... Me and my wife be able to get a home if that's what we desire to have and be able to make it the way we want to make it.
Really?
My children, which I couldn't do what I want to have them do. Like, I'm going to send them to different states, different countries. Go on your own and broaden your horizon. You know why? Because I'm building my legacy. See, if you look at Jay-Z, he's building a legacy. Even in his songs, he was saying, my nephew, my family is straight. My mom is straight. When he have his friend, they straight. That's exactly what I want to do. Now, I may never be on the level as he is, but you don't have to be a millionaire to be comfortable.
Okay. And I can give props before we play the next song and before we close out the show to the 4040 Club in New York. That's a banging club. Do you ever been to the 4040 Club?
I've never been there, tell you the truth.
And also, too, speaking about Philly, did you ever hear of this place, this homeless place called Trevor's Place in Philly?
I probably been there, but when I first went out there, mm-hmm. I had a car, so
yes.
I was everywhere.
Because I went to Philly, it was a few months ago, I went to Philly with Fliz, of course, and Roller and Russian Roulette. But the first time I went to Philly was back when I was a kid. and we visited this person who started Trevor's place, and they made a true story out of this. Fred Savage played Trevor, but we met the father, Frank Farrell. Okay, if you ever see the book, you know. But it's interesting. You know, Philly is a really interesting place. The Liberty Bell, of course. You know what I'm saying? And now, do you ever think about making a video out in Philly?
Well, see, like, you know how, like, you been there, so you got excited about that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's what I'm saying about you want to see different things. Because exactly. when I went to Chicago, mm-hmm. like, it was a good experience. See, I'm city in the blood. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? So when I go to cities, I feel right at home. Like, when I first went to Blue Hill Ave, and anybody that know about Boston, back in the day, it was like New York. Exactly. So I feel like home.
Roxbury area, yep.
So it's like whenever I get into a city, when I first moved to Jersey, I was living in the woods. So I had to go to Camden to feel like a city.
Mm-hmm.
And all that, early Jersey, like when you get off like exit 18 is whatever, right. You know what I'm talking about. But the fact of the matter is that's... Sorry about that, y'all.
That's fine.
But the thing about it is, every time you go somewhere, you're always gonna feel that excitement because you never been there.
Exactly.
Like when I went to Atlanta, mm-hmm. I felt the excitement because I wasn't there. Savannah, Georgia, I felt the excitement. When I went to DC, see, go to DC. That was really a culture
in
song.
All those cities you performed in?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what's the last song that you want to play here on Evolution Radio?
Well, the last song, I think is the only good to end off with the song that ended off my album.
Which one is that?
It's called Streets Is Crying.
And tell me about that.
When I did that song, everybody know about the show The Wire. I forgot the episode, but there was an episode when these kids got in. It was the season with the kids when they first came on, and these kids got into so much. And I was just like, dang, man. That's real talk to see young males doing this stuff, selling drugs, killing people. And I was like, yo, that's the streets are crying. And I was just like, yo, E, I called him right after, yo, E, I need a beat for this song. And I was like, we grinding for climbing. All my niggas in the rough are diamonds. Stay shining, some dying. Do y'all hear the streets are crying? And that's what I feel like. Like when you heard Multiply, I said, voices are silenced. We speak with guns. Like, you know what I mean? That's what I'm meaning. Like, everybody in this world, and we said the word of the day is perspective, perception. Everybody have one. And some people speak in violence, or the way they speak to say something, to cry, and nobody hears them. So the minute, like, when a young male do something, like, first of all, everybody ain't born with a silver spoon or equal. So when a man kills somebody, you don't know why he killed them. Exactly. So just putting them in jail is not the answer. And I'm not condoning what he did was right, but know why he did it. Because, like, one of the things that when people say, like, I came from a background where my mom, she couldn't, like, there was times we didn't have Thanksgiving dinner. I didn't know the reason, but I never blamed her on why I didn't become a man. As soon as I got the wisdom to do so, I did so. Another thing is, like, a kid growing up in a household where he getting abused by his parents, somebody that he feels should be loving him, how are you going to receive outside love?
True.
Or you got parents that ain't there, they neglected you. How you going to feel receptive by anybody when the people that you supposed to love did that?
Exactly.
Or drug abuse. See, this is what I mean by, that's why I don't judge nobody, because I don't know what people went through.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's literally, like I said, I'm not a conscious rapper, I'm a rapper with a conscience. All
right.
And I want people to understand that we all play a part in each other's life. Like, if I harm you right now, essence could say something, tell people, if I kill you dead right now, your wife just lost her husband, kids lost her father, I'm always looked at as that man, and everybody that knows me like that. He ain't even the type of person to do something like that. It would affect so many different people.
Yeah, yeah. There'll be no more regular voice on the Derek Shapiro Show. You might have to take over now.
I'm locked up.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. So that's okay.
I can take over.
Yeah, so you had to call it Essential Radio. Forgets for life. Yeah, but anyway.
That segment was kind of real. So yeah. He just broke the ice. And it was like, yeah. Like, dang. Should I cry? Should I laugh?
Well, I really broke the ice. Yeah. Now, I just want to say, before we play the song, I just going to give thanks again to Dante, of course. Good thanks to Rolla. Good thanks to Essence, Essential Radio. It's been a pleasure working with you. And of course, Dante, thank you for sponsoring. Thank you for being part of the show. Thank you for being my co-host today. Because, Dante, you're a great guy.
Thank you very much. And I want to thank the real reason why I did this is y'all listeners. Y'all the reason. I told you, if anybody wants to hear me or appreciate what I do, you best believe I will show my face there. I'm touchable. When I get off a stage, anybody could talk to me.
Yes. And
my number's on the back of my CD.
Yes. And what's your number, by the way? Can people call you?
Should I do that, Essence?
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get the album or go to myspace.com/welcometoRIP or go to knowthename@gmail.com. Yo, believe me. And there's some other people that, like, some kid from Texas hit me up. I'm working with him. A lot of different people hitting me up. So, right. You know what I mean?
And also, too, I want to thank you to Mary Codd, because without Mary Codd, my website lady, this show would never be possible either. Thank you to Mary Codd.
Audio Looker looked out for me, too. I got a show. Yeah. Yo.
To Charles.
Yo, Audio Looker, he hit me over some beats, one. Secondly, they helped me out with that Octane thing, yo. Shout out DJ Danger, yo. He been there sometimes too when I needed a DJ or my beats to be enhanced so it could sound better.
DJ Danger, yes, I guess.
So you know what I mean? Like I said, there's a lot of people that I could contribute to me as an artist and the success of me. So.
And one more thing before we play the next song.
Joe Casso.
Yeah. Okay. And before we play the next song, just one more thing. Next month again, August 15th at 8 p.m. Just like today is July 15th when this is debuting. Next month will be Ronnie E. Daniels from New York, a New York author that I taped back in November, plus Jiggy and a rock star rock group to be announced. Until then, you have a great month, and here is a song again, Streets
Are Crying. And then after that, you could rewind this whole thing over again and let's go through that trip again, because this was fun.
Yes, it was fun.
Was it fun for everybody today?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it was
so
fun.
So we want to thank the people. We are Rhode Island. Stand up. Salute your boy. Oh!
So lose yourself with the Evolution Radio.
I'm the voice of the rock, voice of the people, the voice on the song. I mean, I'm the voice of the rough, the voice of the people, the voice on the song. Pay attention. Grinding, for climbing, all my niggas in the rough are dying. Stay shining, some dying. Do y'all hear the streets are crying? We grinding, for climbing, all my niggas in the rough are dying. Stay shining, some dying. Do y'all hear the streets are crying? Listen. Like a baby entering or someone leaving here. Can make the voice clear, just know what I hear. The soul of a peer, coming or going in this world we fear. The end is near, we live to the last breath. Hit what you can before there's none left. All facing death, some go before others. Times are bad with sons buried by mothers. We stay together, not for our four greens. How we come up, supplying these fiends. Building a team, GMs on the block. Yeah, they're shooters, but they shooting Glocks. When will it stop? When the earth stops spinning? As long as they're evil, there will be sinning. As long as there's people, there will be evil. Evil, that's why we do what we do. We grinding, for climbing. All my niggas in the rough are dying. Stay shining, some dying. Do y'all hear the streets are crying? We grinding, for climbing. All my niggas in the rough are dying. Stay shining, some dying. Do y'all hear the streets are crying? The game designed to be played. That's why we play it till we dead in the grave. You a coward or brave? Heart tell the truth. You a thug, could you wear white tees and tin boots? Cowards hide behind guns, brave shoot fear ones. Scared of another man, you should fear none. You don't fear the man, fear what's in his hands. Who would he be without it in his hands? Bitch ass niggas, that's why we call them bands.
cause they can't perform unless they with a band. Him and his man, someone had the whistle, but when it's blown, hope that they ain't that you. Not all niggas in the rough are punks. Not all niggas in the rough are punks. Some will jump, some will dunk, dunk. Just need to know who's who.
We grinding for climbing. All my niggas in the rough are diamonds. They shining, some dying. Do y'all hear the streets are crying? We crying for climbing. All my niggas in the rough are diamonds. They shining, some dying. Do y'all hear the streets are crying?
Hurt me. This ain't a story that's new. See this everywhere in the hood near you. Y'all want a clear view? Come see for yourself. We hustling to live. Where is the help? We sell to our own to get cars at home. Celebrate when our peeps coming home. Not for war from jail. Really no difference. Cause we know both patrolled by the government. That's how they get rich and we stay poor. Give us a little so from them we need more. Who y'all think gave us all that raw? They lose all money if sold in the stores. That's why we on the block as pawns, killing each other and they get the corns. Think you get on, that's when you're dead wrong. Wrong, what more could I say on this song?
Yeah, that's real talk right there, you know.
Yeah, real, like, that's what goes on in the hood, you know what I mean? They crying, but nobody's listening. So we just do what we do to survive.
Sure, for sure, I hear it.
Yeah, I hope people reflect on this, cause this is real talk for real, yo.
That's what it is.
It is what it is. Streets of crime. Listen.
I'm the voice of the rough, the voice of the people, the voice on the song. I'm the voice of the rough, the voice of the people, the voice on the song. Furno.